verse 8, be sober. Now, actually, the word sober here, I was wrong in my note. When we saw it used back in verse 7 of chapter 4, it was sober-minded. And that does mean be an intelligent Christian. But here, the word means, it's another word, drink no wine. And it's very important to see that, by the way. And I'm going to come back to that if I have time today, because I'd like to deal with that a little farther. Be vigilant. That is, be alert. Because your adversary, the devil, like a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And we're told to resist him. The devil's loose in the world today. Verse 9, whom resist steadfast in the faith. And actually it means here, it's a picture of an army that's standing against an enemy. And we should stand with other believers. I don't think you can resist the devil by yourself. You not only need the armor of God, but you also need the other believers to stand with you. Every time I get in trouble on this radio, I let all you folk know, you know why? I want you to stand with me. We need it. And that's what the word means here, to resist, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory, hear that word glory again, in Christ Jesus. We'll have no glory in and of ourselves. The church is sort of like the moon. The moon reflects the light of the sun. It's only reflected glory. But we are going to share in that, in Christ Jesus. And actually, the word Jesus is not in the better manuscripts. It means in Christ. It's that familiar expression we've dealt with before. After ye have suffered a while, make you perfect. And that word perfect here actually means to bring you to perfection, strengthen you. That's what he means. Establish. And that means to strengthen the brethren. That's what our Lord said to Simon Peter. Strengthen the brethren. And then settle you. That means to restore you. And to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Then he gives us a little P.S. here. He says, by Silvanus, a faithful brother unto you, as I suppose I've written briefly. Silvanus wrote this. If you don't like the Greek here, blame Silvanus. Exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God in which ye stand. The church that is at Babylon, and I believe Babylon means Babylon here. Simon Peter's too practical to have used a figurative term. Elected together with you, greeteth you, and so doth Mark my son. You see, Mark made good. Greet ye one another with a kiss of love. Peace be with you all that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. And there are many things here that we could emphasize. For instance, a kiss of love. Well, make sure that it's the right kind of a kiss. Someone has said a kiss to a young girl is hope, to a married woman it's faith, but to an old maid it's charity. But I think that we better just use the handshake today. Until next time, may God richly bless you, my beloved.